first time
I saw it. The second Al Pacino movie I saw was Devil Advocate.
I love that one, too.
That movie is incredible.
Good movie. Hey, why don't you get in there? Fuck your sister.
That's not the lines, but it's close.
Yeah.
That's the gist of the lines. I'm glad you're recording.
My sister looked like that. Maybe. I don't hate your voice. Okay. I'm right. Indifferent to it. Is that any better?
It's fine. That's what I'm going for.
You know what I like is that everybody's voices here sounds different enough that they're discernible.
That is kind when of a bonus listening. To our show.
So,
do they sound different?
I would say so. I sound kind of dumb.
Do I make you different? Wet?
Well, two of us came out of the same people. So,
yeah. Yeah, and you guys have like the completely different octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this guy's show.
It's because Rick's dick was resting on your neck in the womb.
We were in the womb the same year, but not at the same time.
I know that story, but that's why I thought it was funny.
I had heard you guys' mom carried Rick to term plus 4 months. or however long. The doctor said that there was claw marks on the uterine walls.
Let me out! That's why I'm so much shorter. He did some damage on the way out.
Well, there was three of you.
I wasn't.
I ate the other one.
Yeah, split it. You guys split it. I imagine it looked like that old biblical like picture of them like cutting that baby
like,
in half.
Like Christopher Reeve in that scene in South Park.
Yeah.
You met at the lips on the umbilical cord.
Coming like after Lady you, in the Hack Man. Look out, Hack Man.
Zach and I are going to use Zoom to do our podcast now. Zoom is like Skype, but better.
Okay.
It's actually, well, for one thing, it has support. Skype, I imagine, is one guy that works in a warehouse that used to be the Skype office.
Yeah, eating his toenails.
He spends most of the time watching porn and stroking
every single
his
time
cock.
Somebody uses Skype, like a blue light turns on down the end of the end. He's like, holy shit! I have to run all the way down there.
We're still alive!
Yeah. And then I imagine he's like Howard Hughes. He has like a beard and he's like long nails.
Can't cut him. They'll clone me.
Yeah. So that's Skype. Zoom has support. Anyway, we found out that Zoom can, you can use it to stream.
I've never gotten used to the term streaming. I always just assume it's girls pissing on dudes.
It is.
Or Ghostbusters.
Exactly what we're talking. Chris and I could do our wrestling podcast, and actually he would never have to leave his house. He could be like Howard Hughes.
That would be cool.
In his basement.
Because the leaving the house is such a big deal.
Because the kid.
Yeah.
So we,
she's
you could
little.
Be... Wrestling.
Right. Well, and she could be at the house. Exactly. Or she could be in the podcast.
She could be a co-host.
She's a huge Stone Cold Steve Austin fan.
Who is not?
The Rock.
Bullshit.
No, I'm sure
he is in real life, but The Rock.
Oh, no,
a kayfabe? No.
Should we do a full kayfabe wrestling show where we think we say it's 100% real?
Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about calling the show It's Real to Me, Damn It Wrestling.
It's Real to Me, Damn It.
I'll isolate that clip.
There is something that I want to jump into wrestling based before
on
we're
this
done
show.
Today.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Here, I'll start the intro.
Let me whip it out. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of random ages. No, children should not watch this show. No. Listen to it? Definitely not. Hunts doesn't have a filter.
No.
Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program with your super fantasticlicious host, Derek Eduardo. Yes. Constant contributor, Huds. I'm the beard. We get together, talk about stuff. Today we're going to talk about Nick Cage. We're going to be talking about some wrestling stuff.
Yeah!
And at some point, I'm going to whip it out.
Blind
there's
Love.
There's a Blind Love, too,
yeah.
On
Netflix. Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that, so I
don't
care about that.
I think everyone should.
I might take a beer break for that.
I did not watch it.
I've never been behind a dating show before, but that one, oh my God.
If I can, he's been on our sports show on Wednesdays a few times. His mm-hmm. name's Kyle. He's the one I'm teaching the podcasting class with.
Right.
If we can get him up here for one reason and one reason only, to do his Vince McMahon impersonation.
Oh, boy.
It is so good.
Yeah?
He's like, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, we'll get him paid. Dude, it's so good. I look forward to Mondays to go to that class just so I can be like, hey, will you do a Vince McMahon? Because we were talking about XFL, please. And he's like, I was like, yeah, if they get paid. And he's like, oh, hell yeah, we'll get them paid. And I was like, man, that's too good. It's too good. I don't even know if he does other impersonations, but he does that one. He just does that. It's so good. Anyway. Was the Nick Cage in the intro because we actually have something about Nick Cage, or is it just
we actually have something about Nick Cage? Yeah.
Let's do it.
I thought it was because we eventually just always talk about Nick Cage.
So thank you to Dark Horizons, that Nicolas Cage meta film, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. What a great
we've talked about
movie what? Title.
It's this maybe coming, the but there's more information.
Movie title of. At least the decade.
It's said to be even more meta than you might expect. Cage stars in the film as actor Nicolas Cage, who is desperate to get a role in a new Tarantino movie, while also dealing with a mountain of debt and a strained relationship with his teenage daughter. This Cage also occasionally talks to an egotistical 1990s version of himself who rides in for making too many crappy movies. I can't wait
God
for
90s. God damn it, that sounds amazing.
Is it? Yeah.
Does that... Oh, are you
I'm reading? Not finished.
Okay, go ahead.
He soon finds himself forced to make an appearance at the birthday party of a Mexican billionaire fan who is actually a drug cartel kingpin. And so Cage is recruited by the U.S. government, of course, to gather intelligence. When the billionaire brings over Cage's daughter and his ex-wife for a reconciliation, Cage takes on the role of a lifetime to save their lives.
I love everything about this.
Now comes word from Nick Cage himself that Tom Gormican's, I hope I pronounced the name right, new film will see the actor recreating scenes from his iconic late 90s works like Con Air and Face Off.
Fuck yes. Oh, fuck, God damn. Yeah.
Dude, Face Off is awesome.
It sounds kind of like a combination of that
JCVD.
God damn it. The Jean-Claude Van Damme movie and that Bruce Campbell movie. My Name is Bruce.
Yeah.
And those two, well, and My Name is Bruce specifically kind of pulls from the whole Three Amigos thing.
Oh, does it?
Were there,
I didn't see it.
Well, so like the Three Amigos, right, are there three actors who get called to a small town in like Mexico, and they think they're there for like fanfare, but they call them there because they think they're the actual Three Amigos from TV.
Right, they think it's newsreels and not movies.
Yeah. The same thing actually kind of happens in Galaxy Quest, right, with Tim Allen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That great sounds movie. Like... So this Nick Cage movie kind of sounds like it might be something like that, where he has to like actually do shit, even though he's an actor.
Right.
I love it.
He gets recruited by the government.
I love it.
I think it sounds fantastic.
We were talking. Because I.
God damn it! That sounds so good.
I kind of said, well, this could actually put him back on the map.
He never left the map.
Chris argued that he didn't leave the map, and that's actually a good point.
Here there be dragons. Do you know who the fuck lives there? Nicolas Cage.
He does. He is the dragon on the old map.
Ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle? Nick Cage's house.
He's on the periphery, but I think he's always like we're talking about him.
Yeah. We kind of talk about him.
He's
nonstop.
Made some of the worst my favorite movies ever made though. Like I mean like I love Nick Cage's good movies, obviously Con Air, right. Face Off.
Raising Arizona,
Arrow, Test. Arrowhead, Broken Arrow, great movie. Yeah, Broken Arrow.
Oh no, Nicolas Cage.
That was John.
Oh no, that's
John
fucking
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater. It's other Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
that's other Jack Nicholson. Though.
It's other. Well, I know, but he's also that hairline though.
He's Nicolas Cage pretending to be Jack Nicholson all the time.
That's right. You're right. But then he's also in some of the that I don't know if you guys are on the show then, but I have done a play by play of one of the worst movies ever made, and that is the Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage, and it is one of the worst.
There is a Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah, there is.
Kirk Cameron was pissed.
I bet he was because he sold those books like. Nobody's business.
Well, he did movies too.
Yeah,
straight to video or whatever.
Yeah, it was like it was like picking up a fucking Christian rock CD. Dude, like it just doesn't work.
You actually got it. You got to watch the movie's fucking hilarious. It's so bad.
Battlefield Earth bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is like Battlefield Earth bad. Like I like Battlefield Earth, but it's a fucking bad movie. It's the worst movie. I also love.
It's up there.
I also love The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I love that movie.
I enjoy it as well.
I like every character in it. I think it's fantastic.
It's and just not very good.
That take on Tom Sawyer is great. And when Captain Nemo goes from just being the dude with the Nautilus to being the sword fighter that he is. You're like, okay.
I also
was that Connery's last film.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why he quit acting.
Really?
Yeah. He said that
Forrester came out just before it, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
But
also,
he'd skipped The Matrix. He'd skipped playing Gandalf for the Lord of the Rings. And he's like, I didn't understand any of these movies. And so I told myself, when I get a script that I don't understand, I'm just going to take it. Wow. And
he understood Dragonheart?
Well, that's pretty easy.
Well, yeah. He's Scottish.
Who am I playing? You're doing the voice for a Scottish dragon. Does he hit his wife?
he probably did 6 hours in a sound booth, if that, and got $1 million. So I'm sure he was all about it.
Well, here's the thing. Sorry, I know you hated that movie, Sean, but I love The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So I love Jekyll and Hyde in it. That's probably my favorite part in it.
I did too.
It was fucking rad.
They did a great job with it.
It looked cool. He was genuinely scary. Mm-hmm. And for people who are like, well, it wasn't good with the source material, I dare you to go read that. Go read it. You go read it, and then you come back and you tell me. Because it's bad.
Is it?
Yeah. I think Alan Moore's half genius,
half garbage man,
half insane garbage man.
Doesn't he think he's a fucking wizard?
He's 100% hack.
I'm a fucking wizard.
But he genuinely thinks that he's
in the graphic novel. Wizard. The Jekyll.
Pretty sure he thinks he's pretty
Hyde,
special.
I'm sorry. In the graphic novel, Hyde rapes the Invisible Man to death. You want to watch that in the movie?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Because then you just see. Never mind.
Basically, he can.
I have limits.
So
I found them. I found my limit.
In the story, early on in the story, you like look through Hyde's eyes and he can see like a heat signature. He can see him. So then the Invisible Man kind of fucks them over in the books, which he does because he's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then he
rapes him to death.
He gets raped to death. He doesn't show it though. It just shows. Mr. Hyde sitting at dinner and they're talking about him, and then all of a sudden like this spot of blood appears, and then all of a sudden more blood appears, and he's like talking to he's like, oh, I presume that when he's like scary monster, he's like, I presume that when the Invisible Man dies, we'll be able to start to see him. And it's just like blood all over his body. And they're like, what did you do? And he's like, and at that point, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, yeah, I deserve to die at this point. And then he does. He gets killed by the aliens from
Watchmen,
the one that Tom Cruise is in. They all die from War of the Worlds.
Mm. Hmm.
Those aliens pop up and kill them
in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
What universes is he playing with? Because isn't War of the Worlds like
he's playing with all of those late 1800s, early 1900s stories?
Yeah. Okay,
just
okay,
kind
okay.
of grabbing right. it all. Yeah. Lots anyway, of jewels the movie's fun. Lots of.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Mostly
so.
Pulp stuff.
Yeah, probably have to revisit.
But yeah, so Nick Cage is in some of the worst movies I've ever seen that I also still love, though.
Yeah.
He's not in LXG, though.
Adaptation was a good movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's Matchstick Men? That's a good movie.
It is. Speaking of the... I presented this movie earlier today that... I want to hear your take on it once you watch it. That Mr. Right... It's on Netflix. No, you should watch it.
Should I?
I'm not watching it.
You should watch it.
No, I'm not going to watch that.
Oh, man.
The preview for the movie, because you know how, like, when you go over Netflix.
What was your opinion of the preview? Or did you just watch the weird part where he, like, dodges the bullet with her?
Yeah, and he's like, and she's like, what's that? And he's like, oh, I think that's some poopy head trying to kill me. And I was like, well, that looks fucking terrible.
Wow.
Anna Kendrick.
He said, he's like, poopy head.
He says, poopy head. And he goes, well, maybe they're trying to kill you. And then they dance. And I was like, nah, that movie looks fucking terrible.
Look the duck out. There's a poopy head over there.
No, that's not the... that's like one of the worst scenes of the movie.
Well, why show it on there, Netflix?
Listen. No, I know. Listen. You got to give it a little more credit.
As much as I like Anna Kendrick,
Should I pull up the trailer?
No.
Credit expended. Credit expended.
No.
The problem is, there are so many things to watch.
I can't catch up on anything you guys.
Under 400,000.
Wow.
Wow, that is like
at the box office.
They didn't even come close
to
an
expensive house here.
Speaking of, everybody worked for scale.
Do you know why I wouldn't watch a movie like that? Is because I started watching the show Claws. That's a good show. With Niecy Nash. And she plays a woman who owns a nail salon who's like washing money for the mob. And it's fucking good.
Was that on FX? Episode.
Yes. It's on. We've been watching it on Hulu.
It was on one of the.
I already love Niecy Nash. I gave it a shot for her alone because she's.
What else? I remember seeing previews for that.
Reno 911.
A couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah. But if you like Ozark, and you like Breaking Bad, and you like maybe Better Call Saul.
If you like drugs and money laundering, but you also like sassy black women and nail salons, you should watch this show.
I don't like any sassy women. I don't. Race has nothing to do with it. I just don't like sassy women.
So would it compare to like Good Girls?
I did not watch that.
No. That's good.
That's a good show.
That one lives up to its name. I'm a little biased because I just love Christina Hendricks, but it's a good show.
I like her chest.
I think she's a fantastic actress, and I think she's gorgeous.
I did not watch it for any particular reason. I just didn't watch it. Who else is in it? She's in it.
Oh, the eyebrow chick.
Yeah. Caterpillars.
That's how I remember them. Eyebrows.
And Retta. From Parks
Retta.
And Rec. Yeah, and she was the deal sealer for me.
And she's funny. And from Arrested Development and Retta.
You mean Tinkerbell?
Sure.
That girl's fucking rich. That girl from Arrested Development and from Arrested Development, she's the voice of Tinkerbell, like in every incarnation of Tinkerbell other than the old cartoon movie.
I know, but she still has to look in a mirror every day.
Yeah, she does. Rashida
did
Jones?
Did she do Tinkerbell's voice in Hook?
Are we talking about Rashida Jones?
Did she?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Did she talk over Julia Roberts in Hook?
Yes, she did.
I thought so.
Although she was a child at the time. Because she's a little girl from Independence Day.
Yeah. Well, Julia Roberts just kept saying, I know I'm good at it the whole time.
It's the only thing I'm good at. I know I'm good at. Coach! God, he's terrible. Eat Eric Roberts. No one gives a shit about Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts is lights out when he does a guest spot in Entourage.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He gets them all mushrooms and drives them out to Joshua Tree, and they go on a vision quest.
Also, he's...
Fuck yeah, wow. Eric Roberts.
He's also really good in whichever of the Batman movies he's in.
When he plays Boss Maroni?
Yeah, he's
great.
And he is also excellent in any movie that also includes Carrie Wurr.
Although in the Batman movie, he's like going to get dropped from like a story. Yeah. He's like, this is going to kill me. He's like
I know.
Fucking like breaks his legs.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Like Christian Bale is full method. Oh, he's like, man. I'm really going to drop you off this fucking building.
Your legs are fucked. No. You're going to want to eat Eric Roberts.
Oh no.
He was good in Heroes too.
Yes, he was very good in Heroes.
He was the...
I think Eric Roberts is actually fine. Yeah. I think he's a good actor.
Oh, I agree as well.
He's just...
I like
just
giving him a hard time.
In Best of a Best.
Is that his... Is it his niece or his daughter?
That's his daughter.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts
is his daughter.
Yeah.
She's all right.
She is. She's good.
She's done a few good things.
She's exceptional in a few things.
She's good in... And other things she's not great. She's good in... Even though I didn't like Coven, she's good in Coven.
Right. Yeah, that was such a...
It's just not good.
Has she done anything recently?
Stevie Nicks was playing herself. That was such a downer for me because I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan.
Oh, I wish she would just snort and blow the whole time.
She did.
She was.
It just wasn't off those girls' tits. Oh. So I was not about it.
But if that's all I think about when I think Coven. Hoot and rails off. Big gorgeous titties.
Emma Roberts is in the upcoming movie Hunt. The Hunt. The one that
I saw that when you shared that trailer.
Yeah, I shared it because it popped up.
It's back in the
on my YouTube feed of like a trailer, and I'm like, why the fuck are they showing this? And then the news,
because it's a great trailer.
I know, but if it's not coming out, like, don't tease me.
Don't do that.
It has a release date.
I'm wearing my pants at half mast.
It's coming out. I don't know if they've changed it. I doubt it. It's just enough time now. Maybe.
Who's the main girl in that? Do you remember?
It's the Liberty Bell from Glow.
Perry Gilpin
those fantastic globes.
Yeah.
Betty Gilpin.
Betty Gilpin.
Yeah. Yes. So, oh man.
And you know what? And remember, I think when Rick, when we originally talked about The Hunt coming out, we were talking about how excited we were for Betty Kilpin because she in Glow season two fucking
knocked it out of the park.
Hands down, the best actress in that season.
Oh yeah,
she's great in three too, though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. And I'm I haven't watched three yet. A big
they're done
Brie
after
fan
four
too.
Yeah. By the way, which is good.
They are doing another one. Yeah. Good. I still need to watch three.
I think we talked about it being finite.
And
four
it
would need to be the natural progression. They can't do another one, which good. Do you know, it's actually okay to end a show on the natural, like when it would end. It's actually okay before you get canceled or run for nine seasons.
Yeah.
You obviously haven't been anywhere in...
You're obviously not a TV producer.
In America. In America.
It's possible,
because
but it's not likely.
Because in the UK... they will end a show after two or three series,
which are usually like three movies, basically per series.
Because it's done. It's a done series.
Unless they sell off the BBC. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're, England was actually talking about selling it all off except for Channel 3 and Channel 4.
Oh, no.
Like,
so
fucking
BBC,
Brexit.
Yeah.
The Hunt has... that guy from Mad TV, I can't think of his name, and it's a really hard name to pronounce.
I don't care.
I'll pull it up.
It has Betty Gilpin. It has Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He's a genius.
And he's going to die
horribly. All those people are great.
He doesn't live in movies.
No.
Everybody in that movie or in that TV show is amazing.
Yeah.
Is it Ike Barinholtz?
Yeah.
Barinholtz?
That's him. Yeah. He's in it. He's one of the ones being hunted.
Hillary Swank is in it.
She's the bad guy.
She's one of the hunting.
The million dollar baby is
Glenn Howerton.
Is going to get glowed.
I'm so glad that Glenn Howerton's in the movie. And he's going to die so horrifically.
Yeah, it's
going to
be.
Has he ever not died horrifically in a movie?
I think the only movies he's been in, he has died horrifically in those movies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's the new Sean Bean.
Because he dies in The Strangers. Yeah. He's the friend who comes to like check on them. And then.
Oops.
And then. He, Scott Speedman, accidentally blows his face off with a shotgun.
Way to go, Speedman. Wow, that's... I haven't thought about Scott Speedman in a long time.
No one has. Actually, every time you say his name, an angel gets his wings.
Oh, yeah.
Not unlike Tug Speedman.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise's greatest
Speedman,
role.
He's the guy from the vampire movies, right?
Yeah. I was genuinely excited for The Hunt the first time it was coming out. Hot take... I am just as excited, if not even more excited, that it's still coming out. I think, I hope it does not let me down. I'm thinking and hoping it's like God Bless America, the one that was directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Isn't that Bill Murray's brother?
Yeah.
Which one? Brian Doyle Murphy?
No, the
other one.
The other one?
Yeah.
The other Murray brother?
The one from Mad Men.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now.
I think he's a younger brother.
Yeah.
Cause
Joel Murray.
Yeah, Joel. Because Brian Doyle's older, right?
I think
so.
Brian Doyle
is older than Bill.
By the way, I only really realized that was his brother as of the last, like, year.
Damn.
Oh, really?
Brian Doyle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He would have big parts in, like, all of his movies, though.
Well, I think he has one of the best voices.
Oh,
he
does.
For cartoons.
I'll always know him as... I'll always know him as the guy from fucking Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
He's the
record producer.
He's the guy. He's the video game guy.
Yeah.
The arcade guy.
I don't recognize this clown.
Joel Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What is
Madman?
He's in
Shameless for a couple seasons.
He's in American Gods.
He's in God Bless America.
I haven't watched any of those.
American Gods, he gets swallowed by this growing black vagina.
I watched a few episodes, but I just couldn't get into it.
I want to try.
Yeah, he's the one that gets...
It was a tough one.
Okay,
really...
yeah. I did see that scene. That was the first episode.
I watched all 10 episodes of the first season because I read the book. And I was like, they did a really good job of translating this, but it's definitely a book.
You
like,
should pull up God Bless America, because I know it would be, if you haven't seen it, I know it would be right up your alley. It's a good movie.
Do they hunt people?
No, I don't even want to say what it's about, because I want you to see what the trailer is, because I think it's a common feeling we've expressed on this show, actually.
Oh, man.
I didn't know he was... a Murray.
Why are we watching it?
Until now.
I'm getting it. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second.
It's a great... Actually, now I might... I'll have to check, but I might own God Bless America, and if I do, I'll let both of you borrow
it. I need to borrow it.
Yeah, it's really... Have you not seen it?
I have not seen it. I know
okay,
of it.
What's your favorite movie about people hunting people? Quick take.
Movie or TV show?
The one with Ice tea?
Wrong.
And Rutger Hauer?
Please don't make fun of my choice.
It's Hard Target. Hard Target is the best one. That's the only answer that's acceptable. Because the mummy is in it, and Lance Henriksen is in it.
Can I give you my answer?
And Wilford Brimley shoots somebody with a bow and arrow.
Did you say the mummy's in it? Like Arnold Vosloo's in it or whatever?
Inexorable.
Oh, no, my choice was going to be The Pest with John Leguizamo.
That's not a bad pick, but it's definitely not as good as...
It's an underrated comedy movie. It's funny. Okay, here's God Bless America.
Okay, let's see this.
You guys are... I think you would... It's right up your alley.
Suck it, libs.
Ringtone ever. Just text P-I-G.
We have a press that just gives them a free pass.
The boys were caught after setting the homeless man on fire.
Coming up on Tough Girls.
A tumor this size is very dangerous. Do you have any family? Oh, gotta take this.
Is that Rob Reiner?
I think so.
This is
like Falling Down.
Virginia Beach, and everyone loves me because I'm so pretty.
I wanted an Escalade!
She is pretty.
This is the biggest day of my life, and I'm doing all the work!
She was in Jessica Jones.
Isn't the schoolgirl thing a little played out?
No, maybe not.
Make a sound.
If you want the car, just take it.
It is.
You got me the wrong one anyways.
Yeah, that's a tragedy.
Did you just kill Chloe? Awesome.
That was a fantastic start.
Do you take requests?
Who are you killing next?
The Kardashians.
People who use rock stars as an adjective.
People who give high fives.
Anyone who wears crystals.
You're friggin' Rambo, man.
What are you looking at, old man?
A corpse.
I'm recording this. Thanks for not talking during the feature. Thanks for turning off your cell phone.
You're welcome.
Why have a civilization if we're no longer interested in being civilized?
Oh, shit.
Hey, buddy. What's wrong?
A lot
of crazy people out there.
I only want to kill people who deserve to die.
Frank.
What?
This is more fun than killing yourself, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I shouldn't watch
I know
this
it's
movie.
Not normal to want to kill.
You shouldn't want to.
Yeah.
You
really got to take both those spots?
Yeah.
This is the best day ever.
Man, only.
I think that Bobcat Goldthwait is one of the most underrated people on the planet.
He's fantastic.
Exact same thing.
I've loved him since Police Academy 2.
I just watched Police Academy 2 on Monday. I watched 1 and 2 on Monday.
I watched 1 a couple of
times. It was a great movie. Did you watch that?
I didn't see that one.
Robin Williams.
Is that Robin Williams?
Yeah. It's a good flick.
He definitely has a brand of, he does dark comedy for sure. Yes, God Bless America is really good. You should watch it.
Did he write
Death to Smoochie, or was that just Danny DeVito?
Death to DeVito.
Oh my God, Death to Smoochie is.
Be back!
Good.
I gotta take a dump. I love that movie.
Rainbow fucking Randolph, man.
Safari.
Safari, motherfucker. Hey, little nipple nibbler. The rhino's a Nazi.
Man, Robin Williams.
That movie's so good.
Danny DeVito, another national treasure. He's not underrated, however.
No, he's rated exactly where he should be, and everybody knows it.
Everybody's talking about him these
days. Shouldn't have
eaten
the crow.
God, he's done. He's
never
stayed so busy.
Who's that?
Oh. DeVito.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Anytime
he keeps resetting himself. He's
well, anytime
significant
he has
for every decade.
Every time he has a downtime, he finds something else. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Single-handedly made it to where he could do whatever he wants for the rest of his
he's
life.
He's 75 now.
He's I don't know how much longer I have on this planet, but I'm going to get real weird with it. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, that's how I'm going to live the rest of my life.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's
in the show. Frank Reynolds.
I've watched an interview with the other cast members from It's Always Sunny, and they say they give him lines, and he'll be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, come on, do it.
Yours is better.
Then he does it. But a lot of times he does not want to do a lot of the stuff they have him do on the show. But he'll do it because he doesn't have a ton of shame.
He doesn't have any.
Not anymore.
I think Schwarzenegger
I'm a trash
said that
can
in
man.
The late 80s when they did Twins. He's like he will say, it. There's zero filter with that guy. Like, you said,
and
I don't have a filter? Like, no
and
way.
Now I watched the preview for the new...
He directed some big movies in the 80s.
War of the Roses, Romancing the Stone, and...
Throw Mama from the Train.
What was the other one?
Jewel of the Nile.
Jewel of the Nile. Yeah.
Yeah, he and Michael Douglas had a little love affair there for a while.
Yeah, they did three movies.
Did he do Throw Mama from the Train?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was his.
Pretty sure.
His whole. I think he was the writer producer.
And then he did Death to Smoochie.
Yeah.
God Death to Smoochie is so good. Yeah. Also, I love those movies.
He was a great, disgusting penguin too. Like, not how I see the penguin at all.
All he needs a glass of cold ice water. Mm-hmm.
He's the best penguin. It's good. Well, not the best.
Burgess.
Well, we'll see. Colin Farrell, man. Colin Farrell.
Is it officially Colin Farrell playing the penguin?
Is he going to wear a fat
suit? Is it Pattinson one?
Yeah.
Dude, that new suit looks awesome.
Yeah, it's year two.
It is, yeah.
Did you see they killed Alfred in the comics?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then isn't the dude from Westworld playing Commissioner Gordon?
Yes,
he
is.
The black guy? He's great.
Is it Wright?
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright. Yeah, he's great.
There's another national treasure.
Yeah,
fuck. Underrated.
And then I think Zoe Kravitz is playing Catwoman.
Zoe Kravitz.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice. What was she in? Oh, she was in Californication a couple times.
That the new costume, though.
With the gun as the bat symbol?
It looks fucking rad. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen a few movies with Robert Pattinson in it that are not Twilight, and he's a great actor.
I don't dislike him. Just based on interviews
I'm
seen
not worried about
him. I want to watch that Lighthouse one with him and Willem Dafoe in it.
That might be the first movie I watch with subtitles, because I read that you can't understand what Willem Dafoe says.
Yeah. I think that movie's still for buying on Amazon. That's the only reason why we haven't watched it yet. We were waiting to...
Well, it was just in theaters
a month. I refuse to give them $6.
Yeah.
Watch a movie when there's 100 movies I could watch, because I'm going to fall asleep halfway through.
Yeah, the Lighthouse looks good. There's this other movie, I can't remember what it's called, but it has him in it, and he plays like this. Robert Pattinson, I mean. And he plays like this fucking backwater hillbilly with like brown teeth, and like I can't think of what it is, but he's like... He gets killed like in the movie, something like... And it's like kind of fucking sad how he gets killed, and... I want to say it's something like The Road. Though.
There's one set in Australia. And that might be the one you're thinking of, but I don't
know. Could be.
And it was really pretty decent.
Did you see The Paperboy?
I have not, but I've heard it's good. That's right. Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman pisses on Zac Efron at one point. I don't know if she went method or not, but it was something. And that whole movie, like, John Cusack is the worst he's ever been. Like, he's so... Because you'd said backwoods, and that's what made me think of
it. Was it The Rover?
He's like a fucking swamp person, and it's just... I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that I liked less than that one. It was one of those bad, bad movies.
In the near future, yep, it's The Rover.
That's the one set in Australia.
Yeah. He's in the movie, and he has like these... He has like brown teeth, and I don't know how the fuck I even watched the movie, honestly. I think it might have been on...
It's good.
AMC
it was on YouTube
or something.
It was an Amazon Prime one at one point.
But I remember watching the movie, and that's actually the first movie. That's the movie I watched with Robert Pattinson in it, where I was like, hey, this guy can act. Like, this is a genuinely good movie. And
yeah.
He's kind of a small part in it, but it's like... So, I don't
Guy
know.
Pierce is in it.
I'm not at all worried about the next Batman movie.
I'm so tired.
Guy Pierce is in a lot of Australian movies.
I'm not
movies.
Freaking out
he's Australian
anymore about movies.
A lot of Australian movies.
They've learned. I mean, they've learned after Clooney and like Val Kilmer. Like they've learned with casting. People flipped out about Batfleck. He was great.
I think he was the best part of those movies.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot's fantastic.
Well, Gal Gadot has a. She has a. She shows up in Entourage.
Does
she? She's hilarious.
She's on the lead characters. Adrian Grenier. She's his date one day, and she's got a couple lines telling him he shouldn't be doing what he's doing or something.
I like that. Date night my favorite scene is still, it's in the trailers, unfortunately, but it's when he's trying to get the bullet hole out of his arm. And is that date night or is that, no, that's game night.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That's a hilarious movie.
That's when they first find out that the guns are real.
Yeah. But she puts the thing in his mouth for him to like bite down on. It's the squeezy toy. It's like, and then she dumps the, she like put alcohol on it, and she gets like, oh, it's a port wine, and it's dumps it on his arm, and they're fucking digging in there, and then like they're digging into his arm, and then they look at the other side, and they're like,
and all the way through.
It's an exit wound. Yeah. He's like, oh god, oh god. It's really good though.
What a great movie.
I don't remember her name. I love her.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
I would do anything for her.
She your hall pass.
She's great though.
She's amazing. In that
conversation. We talked about a movie.
Wedding
last
Crashers.
Week that she's in.
She stole my fucking heart.
Well, and then what's that? About Time, the movie with Domhnall Gleeson.
Okay,
she's in that. She's adorable in it.
She's in Doctor Strange, the original one. She won't be in the next one.
Family Stone. She's.
Why
good
is she
one?
Not in the new one?
Doesn't want to be.
That's too bad.
I think they. She specifically wanted to not be. The superhero's fuck toy and ended up being the superhero's fuck
toy. And that is most of their problem with the movies. It was the same with Natalie Portman. It's like, you're not just going to be arm candy.
And now she's going to be Thor.
You're just arm candy.
She is, and a lot of people were really pissed off about that.
Fuck, why? She's done
it's
more...
It's fucking Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
It's the same people who get mad when Miles Morales was created and he's a black Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man, he's like half Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Why don't you make a white Spider? Why mess around with all the characters? We just really like these characters. Like,
no, Natalie Portman is going to be ripped. I bet one of the first shots of Natalie Portman is her ripped fucking abs.
I could tell you guys that from when I owned the comic book store, that was when the Thor series was coming out, written by Jason Aaron, who did the her as Thor. And I read all of that series, and it's fucking rad. And if they do some of the storyline from that, it's going to be really good.
I'm pretty sure that's what they're using for inspiration.
Really good. And I remember he was so unapologetic. They're like, how come it's not called She Thor or a different thing? And he's like, because she's Thor, the god of thunder. Well, where is he at? And he's like, he's around.
What bothers me is that they got a human to play an Asgardian, and I don't like that.
I know, me too.
I'm not happy about that. I mean, for Boy Thor, they got an Asgardian. Why couldn't they have found one for Girl Thor?
I know, right? Bullshit.
I'm convinced. Chris,
what a fucking daredevil.
So fucking racist.
Why isn't he blind in real life?
Yeah.
Although you could make a case for that.
I'm pretty sure Charlie Cox is Catholic, though. Is he really Irish? Or like
I don't know.
Because the only other thing I've seen him in
is
Boardwalk Empire, and he's
Stardust
got
is
spot
incredible.
On.
Stardust is one of the most underrated movies.
I just watched it on a whim once.
Well, same here.
I don't know. Yeah, movie. And I'm watching. I'm like,
it's so good.
Everyone should see this movie. I've not seen a fantasy movie of this caliber. When Robert De Niro is on the flying pirate ship, I'm like.
And I loved, his secret is so fun. It's so, it's so great.
The whole crew knows. They don't care.
Everyone knows.
We know he's a poofter.
He comes out, in the movie, and they're like, yeah.
Have you ever seen an interview with Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
He is, borderline retarded. I mean, he's got to be, two IQ points above.
Do you blame it on Raging Bull?
Maybe. But, he's almost Forrest Gump.
Maybe he's got, CTE.
He's got a weird... His thought process is very tunnel-visioned, and he doesn't have, I don't know.
It's like he doesn't live in the real world. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because he's a really good actor.
I've got nipples.
Like, really, really good.
I've got nipples. Greg, can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
He is a great actor. Stardust, though. I'm glad you guys said that. I watched that movie on accident.
I did, too.
And I was like, this is a great... Why didn't I watch this? I would have watched this in theaters. Even though, is it Claire Danes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Michelle
I wouldn't have watched it on purpose because she's in it.
Yeah.
I just found out... I'm not kidding. Not
Homeland is not Michelle Pfeiffer. Is supposed to. I've watched the first couple
seasons. God damn it.
Supposed to be a good show.
She's my second love.
But I won't watch it.
You just stepped on my toes. I was going to say, I just found out like yesterday that not only is Homeland ending soon, Homeland's been on this whole time. I had no idea. I thought after the dude who's like the main dude on the show,
Damian Lewis,
he dies on the show. I thought it ended.
No, Claire Danes keeps going. And Inigo Montoya.
Manny Patinkin.
Manny Patinkin.
Damian Lewis is who I tuned into that show for because he was so great.
He did not age well.
Everything.
The show Life on NBC, that was like one of the best NBC shows.
Band of Brothers, Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher. Oh, he's rolling Dreamcatcher, man.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a good movie.
Actually, it's a really good movie.
I really like that
movie. I think
it
was better than the book.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I say that, especially about a Stephen King piece. But that one is one of the few that I think the movie was better than.
Morgan Freeman's eyebrows needed an Oscar for that movie.
The outtakes in
Morgan Freeman was great.
Dreamcatcher are really good.
Oh, are they?
At the very end of the movie,
but they've got Jason Lee. Can you imagine being on a movie set with Jason Lee?
He's actually my favorite.
The only good outtakes between Duddits and Tom Jane.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's when Duddits is like Earl, and he's like. He's like, what's that, Duddits? And he's like, ill Earl. And he's like, so it's the whole world. It's not like a regional thing, national. and then the guy played him. He's like, dude.
That's Donnie Wahlberg.
He goes, dude, one worm kill world.
Yeah.
They're really good.
No, yeah, they're funny.
I love Wahlberg's
in that movie. Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
And he just eats the screen. No matter what.
I didn't realize that was Donnie Wahlberg who plays Duddits.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg plays Duddits.
How does he... Dude, he plays such weird... Like, he's in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays the kid
that kills him?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I thought that was him. Mm-hmm. And then
he plays
He's also
Duddits?
Super good in...
one of the Saw Brothers. He was in one of the Saw movies.
He was in a Saw movie.
Also, Donnie Wahlberg. Same guy from...
Blue Bloods.
Isn't the guy from Homeland also in Band of Brothers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we were just saying that. Damian Lewis.
And then so is that one guy.
What's his name?
David Schwimmer? Because he's in Band of Brothers.
No. Greenzo?
No. It's the guy from The Office. What is his name? Ron Livingston.
Oh. Yeah. Burger.
He's in there.
Office Space.
Well, I said The Office. God damn it.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. That's my
David
fault.
Schwimmer, though, also in... Band of Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He actually
he's
has
this hardcore lieutenant, and then he gets into the war, and he doesn't like it very much.
A really heartbreaking scene.
Yeah, but
really
David Schwimmer is the perfect actor for that scene because he makes eating crow look really good.
I remember being a kid and watching that movie and being so heartbroken during that scene where I was like, man, he sucks.
Speaking of war films, when you get a chance, when it comes out on video, I don't think you can see it in the theater anymore, but it'd be so good to see it in the theater. 1917.
1917?
Mm-hmm. It's so fucking good.
Isn't it filmed
You came
like,
5 years early.
A continuous shot.
Yeah, it's filmed like Birdman, right? Like
God,
one,
that was a good movie.
Yeah, like I mean, there's shot. Some movie. There's got to be some movie magic there, but I was just enthralled first 20 minutes.
Birdman's not filmed in, obviously, it's movie magic too, but I just mean, it is like that, though.
Yeah.
It's one continuous.
Single shot,
That's like, cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
I was interested in watching it because it is a war movie, and honestly, I'm pretty much a sucker for most of those. But when I did hear that, it made me more interested to see it. Because that's cool.
I'm excited that they're finally making... movies about World War One.
The way they choreographed walking through
the
trench.
They've always made movies about World War One.
Have they?
There just aren't very many good ones.
Oh. It just
The best World War One movie? Legends of the Fall.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good movie.
But that's
Tristan!
Like...
Samuel! Tristan! Oh, Tristan!
And then what's his name? Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah,
say,
Anthony Hopkins.
Fuck him or whatever when after he has a stroke?
Yeah, he's like, fuck your government.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's right. Fuck the government, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
That was my Brad Pitt impersonation.
They should do more... I think World War One is super interesting, though. So
it's so fucking depressing.
It is. Though.
It's not
the
World
trench,
War
the fucking
Two.
Trench warfare
is
fucking.
Well, you guys don't know how much I like World War One.
It was the
I've
first
got five
war,
different books on
and it.
It
was just horrid.
And they're all just dry history. And, like, these are the overlying reasons that this should happen. World War One is just staggering. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy. And then to have the Spanish flu right afterward, because you've got all these armies traveling all over the world by ship, and they're just spreading the flu all over, and the flu kills more people than died in the war. It's fucking crazy. It's like...
Wow.
Bah!
I know. Just thinking about it. Like,
yeah, that's terrifying. Sad.
And how... military tactics are always a war behind. And this is the first... because they had cannons and things like that, but man, machine guns.
Yeah.
And entrenched positions, and everybody playing defense. And it's just like, oh, we're going to win with an infantry charge. And once they poke a hole, we're going to ride the cavalry through. Well, guess what? Cavalry are fucking worthless now, because they just have these lead-spitting machines that will mow everything down.
I know. I always think it's really interesting, too, when you look at the timeline of even just the airplane. It's like, oh, we've made an airplane. And then, like, it seems like a day later, they're like, let's blow people up with it.
Let's drop high explosives from the sky.
Because it's not a... If you go look at that, it's not a long gap between them inventing... Like, or like Orville and... Like, they're like, hello, hey, brother, we've made a...
we've made a flying machine.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the things we could do with
it? We can unite the world.
But like I said the other day... Just, we're the worst fucking species that's ever been. There's
only because we're intelligent
humans,
and we're not restricted to living in the water.
No,
and we've evolved
to. The only reason we're not sharks.
Eat the blind love.
Oh yeah.
I encouraged Chris to check out the show Blind Love on Netflix the other day.
Did you watch it?
Oh yeah, I'm all caught up. There's a new episode.
He's ahead of me now. I've watched like the first three.
I watched the preview, so I know what it's about, I guess.
It's so fun to watch these horrible people. And there's a couple that you're like, oh, I could get behind this. Like, but for the most part, you're like, these people are fucking shit. Like that blonde that's 34 and she got asked. Okay, so they get... So
the guy hems and haws and she has this fucking...
And this girl is, you know, she's 34 and... You know, you can tell that without makeup, she looks like she's been rode hard and put away wet her entire life, like from 16 on.
She's the one that makes the voice, like the kind of...
Like, the little Colombian girl is fine. She seems okay. She's a little bit... But whatever. And, like, she seems like a halfway decent person. This girl, she has no redeeming qualities. And it's worth it just to watch her... fumble fuck around with trying to pretend that she's not a lizard person. Like, just the worst human being.
And the first episode, everybody tried really hard, except they made the two most ugly people, like the ugliest looking of the people, because they're all like models. But there was...
I don't know. There was that one dude with like that square, like, fucking troll head.
Was he the one that was like, you sound like you're black?
He looked like he was born in Minas Morgul or something.
Well, was she actually black? Or?
Yeah, no. From the sound, like, he was like, for me, when I looked at him, he was like the ugliest of the guys. And he's like, so sounds to me like, by your voice, you're African-American. And then the gal's like, changes her voice. She's like, no, actually, I'm white. And
I'm actually a very nice shade of pink.
And I chew up dicks with my teeth.
Well, and this one guy, he waits until after he's proposed to this girl and she's accepted.
Proposes?
Oh yeah,
that's the premise.
You can't see them until you propose to them.
Everything that's wrong with America.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Like,
they're supposed to get married in under 30 days. It's
38.
What do they get?
Notoriety.
Their marriage paid for, I guess. But
they don't get, like, money?
Notoriety.
I'm sure that there's money involved.
There's something. But
they get
something
on Us Weekly. They get invited to the Oscars or something.
There's this girl named Diamond.
Of course there is. And she was a porn star in a former life.
One dude is like, oh, you got a stripper name. And she was a professional basketball dancer, was what it said she was. And she got proposed to by this guy who was keeping this horrible secret that he used to date men.
He's fluid.
They went to Mexico before he told her. Like, isn't that something that should have come out in the, what they call pods?
I'm a fan of poopy dick.
Surprise! I fall
in love. I want that to be the title of the episode, but it can't be. It just can't.
Poopy dick. He says something like,
not the title of the episode.
I date the person inside. I don't care about what's down here. He's gesturing toward the genital region.
I care about what's in the genital region.
And so he tells her.
He tells her in Mexico.
Uh-huh. When she flipped the fuck out?
She's like, I need to think about this. And then he's like, fuck me. Oh. And he cries so much. And he's like, you know, I'm tearing up a little bit. And this was in the pod. I'm tearing up a little over here. I'm getting real emotional. And, you know, I've spent my whole life being told, you know, you're a proud black man. You can't cry. But, you know, I'm crying. And he cries fucking every minute of the episode.
He's black and gay?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he's bisexual.
Doesn't fly in that community.
They're not happy about it.
Nope.
God, who was I talking to about that today? I don't remember.
Your kid. Your infant.
She's a year old. She needs to know these things. But he's cries almost every minute he's on screen.
So
after
he
that.
Says like, I'm getting a little emotional over here. You know, they say men shouldn't cry. And then he just cries the rest of the episode.
The rest of the time that he's on the show. Before,
so he cries all the time.
Yeah, he's just always crying. He's just a little bitch. And the only time I cried was when Spider-Man disappeared in Infinity War.
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
I cried during this. I mean,
that was
How do you classify? I'm always like, I'm on the fence about like defining the cry thing, because I think movies and some music and some, like, just art forms, I guess, can make me tear up, I would say.
You get choked up.
Pretty easily. But I wouldn't say...
You have, like, emotion ugly moments. Crying. Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't say, like, ugly, like an outward open mouth, like...
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time. Like, I was probably 10.
I always have to think of that, like...
Clean yourself up.
Doing, like, this whole thing. Like,
have some fucking respect for yourself.
I'm just rubbing my eyes.
I used to have a bit in my stand-up about that. I'd talk about, God, I mean, I'd be like, man, you know, it's just hard to see people cry, right? You know, like, I'm an empath. I don't like seeing people cry, which is actually true. I do not like seeing people cry. It can give me either anxiety or maybe I'll tear up if I see somebody cry, especially like a friend.
Oh, it makes me angry and I want to punch him in the face.
I'm the same.
It depends on the situation. It depends on what
Stop
it
Stop crying,
I,
bitch.
Do you know why? I know exactly why. I've worked my way through. I don't like to feel pity for anything.
Oh, sure.
And pity makes me angry.
Oh, I ran over a squirrel when I was leaving the office the other day. And I knew I hit it because... Have you hit a squirrel and known you did it?
Yeah.
It's solid. You know you ran something over.
That's like a crunch noise, too, usually.
Well, if the windows are down.
I had one run into the sidewall of my tire. And then, like, it looks like this, like, stop-motion anime.
Forrest Gump's.
but I would say I hate seeing people cry. You know, it makes me sad when I see people cry. You ever see somebody, like, ugly cry?
Yeah,
that actually changes my mind.
They look
uglier. I go, ugh.
It's like, how the fuck could you be any uglier? Oh, I remember, I hurt your feelers.
I did. I broke.
Fuck. Kill yourself.
I went on a last date with a girl named I'll spare her name. But we called her PJ Pants, and I remember
on the show.
we called her PJ Pants because that's all she wore, which is
classy.
Which was one of the reasons why I broke up.
That was the take off. Key reason, like number one or number two.
So when I said like, "Nah, we're done," she started crying, whatever, and I was like, "Check." And she goes, and I go, God.
Why can't you do that when you're sucking my dick?
I'm not kidding. In the middle of a play, she starts crying like that, and I go, God. And she's like, how could you do this to me? And I go,
you're fucking idiot.
I go, look at you.
Yeah. You need a mirror?
I give her like a mirror. That,
give her your phone with the camera turned around. Look at yourself. Look at your fucking self.
Look at your face.
You should be ashamed.
But I mean, as far as like...
Did she kill herself?
Nah, maybe. But movies...
No one cares.
But I will say, like, movies, some more music, air for some me. Are... I can tear it pretty easily.
You get
easily.
That in yeah. your throat. And that's oh, yeah. that's what I count. Like, I count that. And that's okay. how I got...
So when, I'll say... When, so, like, Spider-Man... But I'll say I've seen a movie since then, too, that's made me cry.
A bunch of stuff in the Star Wars animated stuff brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah. I would say there's...
It's because of your boner for Ahsoka Tano.
There's, no, but it was never her.
But the really? Movies, but like movies and stuff. I mean, even since that movie, like there's been stuff that's come. But I've also watched old stuff that I know makes me get teary-eyed too, though.
Yeah. Every also, time. That scene is so well done.
Also, I got teary-eyed when my mom died too. I'll throw that in there too.
Oh, that's, no. Pussy. That
that's sad. Totally acceptable.
A little sad.
Even Ron Swanson wouldn't hold that.
It was a really sad scene in that movie.
No. So,
in your movie,
my own movie, in my
the
head.
Show is hosted by Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey at the beginning.
Yeah, oh, I didn't even know he wasn't Lachey married existed. To that gorgeous blonde Jessica anymore. Simpson? Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, she's yeah, they too. All they all recognized him. I don't think they really recognized Vanessa Lachey, but.
Oh, poor her. She probably has to have counseling and stuff now.
Anyway, so they're out there. They're doing the whole thing. But they're used for like the first 5 minutes of the show. I mean, I have to wonder if Nick Lachey's like, all right, so what are we doing? What are we and like? Oh, he hasn't been doing anything forever.
The only reason like, that no, he no, did no, no, it.
No, we need you for 5 minutes, brother.
Just need you for like 5 minutes.
Isn't there like
he
a
got
fucking,
to go to Mexico too.
Like Gladiator type show that has like Sylvester Stallone or somebody in it for like the first minute, and it's like, these people are gonna do a thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those and then obstacle course
yeah,
things.
And then the Rock does fucks off shit like that too. Nine
episode, then shows up at the end. I expect him to show up at the end.
You won
in some capacity.
No, he shows up in Mexico.
Oh, does he? Okay,
well, of course.
That's why he did the show.
He was on
so he could go stay on
Have
that
trip to Mexico.
Stay at that resort.
Yeah.
The resort is gorgeous.
He's been at the resort the whole time.
I've never wanted to go to Mexico before, and I saw that place, and I was like, I want to go live in Mexico.
We could go to that resort. Wow.
That place looks great.
Mexico's pretty cheap.
Is it? I need to get a passport.
How many episodes are on Netflix? Is it all out?
It's
or are you
five of them?
They release
I don't know
it
how
weekly, and I don't know.
Every
like,
Tuesday.
I only got told about it. This week when I told you about it, it was the first time I saw anything about
there's,
it.
There's five episodes out. There's a new one on Tuesdays.
It's just
I don't
one,
know how long it's
they're just
going.
Dropping one.
I guess I don't. That's,
I wonder
don't
if they dropped like the first five for a binge and then to hook you and then.
But now Netflix though to go and do like everybody else is already doing. It's like they'll pay $7 for Disney Plus and it's only one episode a week. Fuck.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would have held off on Disney Plus for 6 months and got some of this other shit filmed, and then they could have released every Friday. They could have released an episode of The Mandalorian, taken a week off, and then started in on Moon Knight or She-Hulk or WandaVision.
But they have Disney Plus. Seriously, has so much content. It's only $6.99.
It
there
really
is no reason not to have it. Especially if you've got kids at home.
Mm-hmm. And I do the $11.99 one because you get Hulu, and then
I did it first, and then I tried to tune into Monday Night Football. Oh, ESPN Plus doesn't have Monday Night Football. Cancel.
Yeah, but yes. Well,
I'll give him $7.
I love 30 for 30.
I like a lot of the programming they have.
You know which one I liked was Ric Flair.
That was really good.
That was such a good one.
ESPN.
I didn't need Hulu. I wanted Disney Plus, and I wanted ESPN Plus because I thought I'd just get to watch Monday Night Football.
That's too
the
bad.
Fuck do you have multiple ESPN options? Just give it to me.
But if you do like ESPN Plus and you don't mind that you can't watch football, it does have every single 30 for 30 ever made on there, though.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of movies.
Let me ask you.
ESPN has crushed out a lot of content.
How's Hulu? How are the ads on Hulu with that?
Oh, they're pretty unbearable.
Are they?
Okay. It's hard to not fast forward, I'll say that. And I wouldn't be so bad except for it's the same fucking commercial.
Right.
We were trying to watch Letterkenny on there, which is obviously a male skew demographic. Dude,
look at this car and this douche.
No, it was all fucking the Manscaped shit.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck you.
I figured
care.
They were trying to sell you tampons.
And I hate those commercials because they're already, like, they're annoying anyways. But they're, like, the Manscaped one's like,
like, oh, we're going to try to be funny on the commercial to sell it. Like, hey,
you, do you shave your balls?
You ever nick, dude, I can't tell you how many times they say balls, like literally say balls on those commercials. Dude, you don't want to shave and nick your balls. Like, fuck you.
Look at my beard. Can you, know, you imagine what you know my how balls
I
prevent look that? Like?
I don't shave my balls.
If I didn't buy it on the first fucking commercial, I'm not going to buy it now.
Yeah, they may break you down on number 12.
Yeah, it's like
fuck
like
it pisses me off.
I watched Hulu a few years ago, and it was always fucking car commercials. The same shavers. Fucking car love commercial.
Them. Love them. Oh Jesus, Derek, give me a ball shaver.
And it's
for
unfortunate
Christmas.
Too because one of the guys on the Manscaped commercial is on. I watched one of his stand-up comedy, one of his bits on that Dry Bar comedy. That's on like YouTube. You ever heard of Dry Bar comedy? It's a bar in Utah where the audience doesn't drink. The audience doesn't drink and the comedians don't drink.
That'd be fucking painful.
Well, what's cool about it is that you actually have to go up there and actually do a good job.
Yeah, and they're probably, well, the hecklers are going to be sober and on point.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, except for in this show, I do feel like the audience doesn't really heckle. Like they're good because they haven't been drinking.
Staged audience.
Also, Mormon. Yeah, audience. But they're also getting like they're getting Brian Regan's brother. Like they're getting like Brian Regan's brother's been doing comedy as long as he has.
I saw Dennis so Regan live.
Yeah, so they're doing like they're getting like the so lesser Regan. So they got this guy from Manscaped, dude. His fucking stand up thing. He's a good comedian. So you know, like when they offered him the Manscaped thing, he was like, oh fuck yeah, here's some more exposure. Like whatever. Yeah. And they're like, dude, here's your script, and he's like, dude, you don't want to nick your balls, do you? Your fucking balls when you're shaving them? Like, dude, fuck you.
What? Is it Bert Kreischer?
No.
Have you heard his?
Yes.
On the Bill Burt podcast? It's fucking hilarious.
But how many...
He talks about the LED light. He's like, when I'm shaving my balls on the toilet, I like to have a little light in there because I don't like turning on the overhead.
I just don't... I want to meet the fucking mongrel that buys that product from the commercial so I can fucking punch him in the throat.
Yeah, like, it's like buying shit off Facebook.
Why did you do that?
They wish. This is a $300 leather jacket. You can have it for $79.99. It's not really leather, dude.
or just the things they try and sell you on Wish. One of the guys I was in the army with put up a post.
Do you know where Wish packages come from?
Where? Bangladesh?
Wuhan.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Some of them do.
But you're trying to sell him like mesh body socks?
COVID-19.
The start of the coronavirus.
Oh, cool.
So I handle a lot of that shit, and they joke at work. It's like, so anybody got the coronavirus today? It's like, no, let me breathe deeper on the back.
Did you see where they're moving all the patients?
Sick of just only four of them.
Five from Alaska.
Five from here.
Well, I mean, if... Spokane's only the second to last stop.
Yeah.
It's because they have like the
Sacred Heart has a lockdown.
The lockdown
quarantine area. Yeah. Stuff.
The next stop will be an open grave.
Oh man, wouldn't that be the best?
Have you seen the satellite footage of the Chinese burning bodies? Just piles of them. They're losing so many people.
You say they're going to Sacred
Heart?
Fucking
great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In Spokane.
You said it's actually the numbers are not.
At least my mom died.
They're way higher than reported. Yeah. I'm excited.
I started following that Twitter account you keyed me in on.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
It's fantastic. I love it. I love everything about this thing, and I hope that the human race is done.
Coronavirus?
Yes.
It's not going to be coronavirus.
No. Hopefully.
Too funny.
We were supposed to die on Saturday. Did you hear about this?
It's like a car.
Last Saturday, we were all supposed to die from a fucking
Adam
asteroid.
Coronavirus.
And it didn't work
out.
An
asteroid?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it.
Did it just go by?
Yep.
God damn it.
NASA was not good enough to predict that. They were like,
well, their
budget's
so low
now. It's going to be
danger
close. Danger close, folks.
Were the
Hale-Bopp
ghosts on it?
No. They were. Does it fly? Not a comet. It's an asteroid.
If they fly in between the moon and basically between the moon and the Earth is like when they'll like get real fucking scared about it, though, right?
We feel that. Wouldn't we feel that?
I'm sure it would have an effect on tides and everything else.
Yeah.
Unless they tell us about it, we wouldn't even notice.
I'm not an astrophysicist, so I'm not entirely sure. We could call Brian.
You don't think we'd notice an asteroid going between the moon and the Earth?
Depends on the size.
I mean, there's plenty that
is it the size of the moon?
Burn up in the atmosphere.
The problem is when you call Brian May about it, he just goes,
if it is, then we might see it. It would have to be really fucking big.
Yeah.
Only you and I in the audience will hear that one.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But for real, you got these... amateur astronomers looking at this guy is like, wow, that pinprick is getting bigger.
Well, my favorite
thing... What the fuck do you even notice?
No, my favorite thing to think about is at one point that science was just, like, in the very beginning, that science was just this.
Oh yeah, the Earth is totally the center of the universe.
It was just some fucking moron out in a field.
That collection of stars looked like it's half man, half horse.
And then fucking Galileo comes along.
That one looks like the spoon in the rain bucket.
What are you doing there?
Oh, looking at the sky. What star is that one? That one's the north one. Why do you call it that? Up there.
It's north. That one looks like the collection looks like a cross. We'll call it the Southern Cross. Let's do that.
That one's a damper.
That one's a sheep. There's a crab. That one looks like things crawling around in my ball hair. I better get the manscaped.
That one looks like a scorpion. I'm going to be mad tomorrow.
And that one looks like a blob. I'm going to call it cancer.
Can we take one second?
There's a little astrology in it.
And just think about how fucking retarded astrology is.
I wish, man, I
wish. Oh, no, dude, I'm a Capricorn. I'm down with that shit.
I wish to God I would have been the person alive at that time to come up with that, to come up with astrology. Be like, that collection of stars up there means you're mad today.
Yeah.
And that one means you're a half mass.
A friend will ask you a question, and I want something specific. Don't get on the bus today.
Did you guys
seriously?
Did you guys listen to Weird Al as kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm at a concert here in town.
The album Running with Scissors is the one with the Anakin Skywalker song.
Mm-hmm.
On that album.
And that's a later one.
It is actually. Mm-hmm. That one has a song where he goes through the whole astrology on it. It's called That's Your Horoscope for Today, I think is what it's like. Or Horoscope. I still listen to that song today.
Nice.
Still makes me laugh. It's like, I can't remember, like, the Sagittarius, which is what I am. It's like, Sagittarius, all your friends are laughing behind your back. Kill them. It's really funny. But he goes through the entire like horoscope for every one of them.
Fuck yeah, he does, like, because he's Weird Al, yeah. And he's incredible.
Like, it's like, you'll wake up to a bunch of stuff and then go back to sleep.
have really you seen good, the though, behind super the funny. Scenes for White and Nerdy?
No.
He talks about how amazing Donny Osmond is. And I was like, really? Donny Osmond? Because he's in there and he says...
I mean, of all the people who are going to love Donny Osmond, it's going to be fucking Weird Al, man.
He said, you know, I said, just, I'm going to be like serious rapper face and I want you to take your dancing totally seriously. And they did it in one take and they shut it off and they both just, they couldn't stop laughing for like 15 minutes because... And he held it together, though. He's like, he's such a professional. But he's been entertaining longer than most people have been alive.
Yeah.
Like, he was 7 or 8 when they started.
I have an interesting story on how I discovered Weird Al. Or how I personally.
This is the last story.
You discovered him?
Huh?
This is the last story, and then we're going to roll out.
Hey, oh, yeah. It's after 8 already. We've been going for like an hour and a half.
It wasn't by watching.
It's brief. It's brief.
It wasn't by watching UHF like the rest of us.
No, well, no. Listen, I grew up in like a very small town
in a trailer.
In the trailer, yeah. Actually,
that's why I said it.
I know. Fucking Conan the Librarian.
No, the 1983 album that you see right there on the screen was on cassette at our local gift shop.
Wow.
And I picked it up for like $6.
In Regis, Montana.
In St. Regis, Montana.
St. Regis, Montana. What songs are on there? This might be Like a Surgeon.
What is the track list?
Yeah, it could be.
That looks like... That looks pretty old.
Like a Surgeon.
Was this the... This is you.
What an
you
amazing got
into,
guy.
You got into Weird Al when he was probably not even doing spoofs at the time. He was just... It's his normal music. He has those.
Yeah. No, he was doing... There was...
I'm sure you could find it on Wikipedia.
Alfred Matthew, Weird Al Yankovic.
Here we go. Ricky, which was... Don't oh, Ricky, you're so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Got a Boogie.
I Love Rocky Road.
I Love Rocky Road.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rocky Road.
Buckingham Blues, Happy Birthday.
Stop dragging
my car around.
My Bologna.
Oh, that's a good one.
The check's in the mail. Another one rides the bus.
Nice.
I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. Such a Groovy Guy. Mr. Frump in the Iron Lung. I loved that song.
All right.
There was like, it was accompanied with this.
That was a cassette. That's a cassette.
A cassette, yeah.
I only had a CDs handful didn't exist of yet. Cassettes.
Really?
Well, they did Classical exist, Top but... 10, and then stuff I mixed from recording off the radio.
Oh, we absolutely had tapes like that.
We also had the Ninja Turtles album on cassette.
And Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Did you have the Ninja Turtles Pizza Hut album? Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know. Whenever they did a concert.
Out of our shells tour.
Yeah. I think it was a Pizza Hut.
Was it? Yeah.
I remember.
Pizza Hut used to be so great. Whatever happened?
And you guys lived. Do you guys remember in the 19. I know you guys are both older than me, but in the 1990s when the X-Men cartoon came out and Pizza Hut had that deal where you can go buy a pizza, you get like episode 1 and 2 on a cassette tape?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
We did have those.
I'm sure we did, because anything X-Men, we would have purchased it.
And they have
Mom, buy shit.
And they have that famous the famous theme song for X-Men, which is actually that song by, I swear to God, it's the Whitney Houston song, I'm giving you everything. I swear to God, it's the same song. No, I was going to tell you, the tape I remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember all of those songs.
Oh, wow.
Surfing Subterranean.
Probably sing some.
Did you
of
get
them.
The. Do you remember Skip The Simpsons? Did you ever have The Simpsons tape?
Fucking, yeah. Oh, yeah. Simpsons,
the
sing,
Simpsons
the
sing the Blues.
I still have that on my.
I have that on iTunes. I have a Simpsons. I have still have an old Simpsons CD.
Now you can't go to the boat show.
No, you can't go to the boat show. Now I'm sitting. Do the Bartman.
What a time. Yeah, Do the Bartman.
Oh, yeah. We had that.
I wore the tape out.
Michael Jackson and DJ Jazzy Jeff were producers on that.
It's crazy.
Michael Jackson was a huge Simpsons fan.
He, even though he didn't appear on the show, except for as the crazy person.
Right.
The crazy white guy.
Yeah. He didn't want to be himself on the show.
Right.
I can't remember. They did the spoof of the Schoolhouse Rock, like Amendment to Be or whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember I thought that song was so funny when I was a kid.
The Bill song?
Yeah, it's like Amendment to Be, but he's like, there's a lot of too much flag burners that have too much freedom. I want to make it legal for policemen to beat them. I remember thinking that was so funny when I was a kid. No, the first tape I had Africa by Toto.
Fantastic
song. And bless the rains. My dad.
All of them.
My sister's dad, actually, is my stepdad. Do you remember where the old dump used to be? The old.
Up by the golf course?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Up by. Like,
fond memories.
Down that winding road and
O'Connor Road.
And when you threw your stuff out, you actually threw it down into like the pit. Like
They don't allow that anymore. You've got to throw it on the ground and then they use a
backhoe or
front loader. Yeah.
I remember actually loving going out to the dump with my dad to throw stuff in that pit. I thought that was so fucking cool.
Those were the days.
And
did you do the Return of the Jedi thing in your head? Were you constantly throwing things in a Sarlacc pit? That was what I did out of the back of the truck.
Well, I remember just baseball pitching glass bottles in there, and I thought that was so fucking rad. And then on the way out of there, because we were white trash, remember my sister's dad also like seeing stuff on the side there and being like, well, who throws out a whole fucking, and then coming back with like an old stupid wooden chair or something and being like,
I can refinish that.
So anyway, I remember driving out on that road, that really hilly road on the way out there, listening to Toto's Africa.
Wow.
And that's actually a fond memory that I have. Yeah. And because tape cassettes, you know, they only have a few songs on them. I remember like that song vividly being on there and being like, Dad, play that Africa song.
Play that song again.
You know, you'll never see anymore when you're walking down like a highway is like
hitchhikers
tape cassette, like stretched out
dead ones
along. Yeah, dead tape.
We need to put a stop to that. We need to start
just stringing.
We're going on a trip.
I'm gutting
cassette right here. Let's do it.
I'm gonna take this VHS and tie it into the tree and then let it go the whole way.
No,
put something on the tape like a murder or something.
That's Jesus, exciting. Here he goes with fucking snuff films. Roll the outro before you really get us in trouble.
No, yeah, Chris has to talk about wrestling. You got that wrestling.
Oh,
let's save it for next time.
Did you watch the Monday Night Wars and this new Ruthless Aggression?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. I enjoy them both, yeah. Okay. But I think that they're kayfabe because everything about it is like it's just sucking Vince McMahon's dick. And it's very – I can't remember everything I wanted to talk about. Yeah. But one, it's worth the watch. But two, just crazy. Like,
It's popped up for me to watch it several times. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I mean, I watched the Monday Night Wars on like the original series on the network, but I haven't watched any of the new stuff with the new Ruthless Aggression. Like the documentaries on.
Yeah, they're only two episodes in.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on the network now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do need to watch it because I've seen it pop up several times. Like, hey, go watch the Ruthless Aggression, which I want to watch it.
Yeah, I watched the first two.
Aggression. It's good, Ruthless though.
Aggression. Right, the second one is all about Cena.
Guess what, kids? These guys want to do a wrestling podcast. So if you actually sit down and listen to our show that we do together and you like these two, click the likes and do let us know if you would tune in and listen to them talk about wrestling because they've been in it for a long time.
Damn it, wrestling.
Yeah. What is the? How do you shorten that up into just letters? It's still really me.
ISRT.
ISRT.
You should just call it RSTLNE.
Wrestling.
We call it Wheel of Fortune because it sounds an awful lot like RSTLNE.
I remember Ted called me up and he said, Vince, I'm in the wrestling business. And I said, well, you're in a different business than me because I'm in the entertainment business.
God damn right.
Vince McMahon.
All right.
That's from the Monday Night Wars.
The website is tspn.fun. We're still running our crowdfund thing for the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the owl camera. Hey, give us some money, because I haven't shared that anywhere.
It's like $200.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of money, and we get to keep it, no matter what. We're going to buy beer with it.
We are going to get an owl camera. We're just going to have to fuck them.
We'll use some of your money for the owl camera.
If you want to contribute to that, go ahead and check out the link that I put up above on Facebook. You can find it in the feed. I'll update it on the feed so that it's kind of like up there toward the top again. And, you know, you can follow us on that Facebook page as well and get updates when new episodes come out. If you want to subscribe, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. There's all sorts of different platforms you can subscribe on. We're out on, iHeartRadio, too.
Yep,
I don't know. We're all over the place.
And leave some fucking comments about what we want to talk about, what you want us to talk about.
We're here on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/timespentpoorly. So we run clips all the time.
Check us out.
Subscribe, ring the bell, get notifications. The more we get traction, the more we'll get views. And so if you like what we're doing, or even if you don't, if you hate what we're doing, leave a comment to tell us what minges we are. And
stroke our ego, fuckers.
And then I'll reply because I just can't fucking help myself.
Dude, this motherfucker cannot help himself. You should see some of the shit he gets into with trolls online. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, no,
Kevin Costner.
There'll be a best of like 10 years down the line.
Kevin Costner subreddit, just for example.
Good night, folks.
All right, thanks. Later.